Hey guys, it's Jeremy. Welcome to another episode of the Wake Up Kid podcast. And today we are introducing a brand new truth. I'm super excited about it. But before we do, let's review the 18 truths we've already learned. See if you can follow along and answer these questions as I do, or maybe even before. Who made you? God made me. What else did God make? God made everything. Why did God make you? To glorify Him and enjoy Him forever. How can you glorify God? By loving Him and obeying Him. How many gods are there? There is only one God. And how many persons does God exist? Three: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What is God? God is a spirit. Where is God? God is everywhere. Did God have a beginning? God is eternal. He has always been and always will be. What does God know? God knows everything. What can God do? God can do whatever He chooses to do. What is the Bible? God's holy word. Who wrote the Bible? Holy men who were led by the Holy Spirit. Can we trust the Bible? Yes, God's word is true and permanent. Who were the first people God created? Adam and Eve. What unique thing did God give Adam and Eve? He gave them souls that will live forever. Do you have a soul? Yes, I have a soul that will live forever. And then here's number 18. God made Adam and Eve holy and happy. Did they stay that way? No. They sinned against God. And today we're going to keep on that same subject, which is not a fun subject, but it's a super important subject. So today's question, this week, we will be focused on this question: what is sin? And here's the answer that I want you to remember. Sin is disobeying God. Sin is disobeying God. We'll talk some more about this deep, uncomfortable, but important truth after a ridiculous joke of the day.
Hey, Estelle.
Yeah?
How does a cucumber become a pickle?
How?
It goes through a jarring
Hey, guys. This is Jeremy. It's time for you to wake up to the fact that sin is disobeying God. That means when God says do something, but you don't do it, that's sin. When God says love your neighbor, but you choose not to love your neighbor, that is sin. But also, when God says don't do something, and you do that thing, that's sin. When God says don't steal, don't lie, don't disobey your parents, when you choose to do what He says don't do, that's sin. Sin is rebelling against God. Sin is choosing to do what you want to do instead of what God says to do. Sin is disobeying God. We're going to talk more and more about that this week. But before we dig into that more, I want to make sure you understand an important truth from Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Here's what the verse says: for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And really, I just want you to focus on these three words: all have sinned. Every person who has ever lived, except for Jesus Christ Himself, has sinned. We've all disobeyed God. We've all rebelled against Him. We've all done what we want to do instead of what He tells us to do. We've all chosen to sin. Every single person who ever lived. Sometimes I talk to a kid and it's hard for them to admit this or believe this or understand this. And as we talk about how important it is to realize that sin is disobeying God, it's very important that you understand that you've done that. And everybody you know has done that. We are all sinners. We have all disobeyed God. All have sinned. You, your parents, your grandparents, the kids in your class, your teacher, your principal, me, the people I work with, the people in my family, every person from Adam and Eve until now, we have all sinned against God. It's really important to remember we needed a Savior. We sinned against God. Because of our sin, we deserve to be separated from Him forever. But He loved us so much that He sent Jesus. Jesus came, lived a perfect life, and took the punishment we deserve when they arrested Him and beat Him and spit on Him. And they whipped Him and they put that crown of thorns on His head. All of that was him taking the punishment we deserve when they nailed him to the cross and hung him there until he died. All of that was because of our sin. He did that to take the punishment so our sin could be washed away. Now, any person who will turn away from their sin and trust Jesus to save them, instead of being punished forever like we deserve, we get adopted into God's family. We can be rescued from our sin, but the first step is understanding we all have sin. Hey, I hope you have a great day, and I'm looking forward to talking to you more about this important subject.